We also have equipment financing.
Thank you for calling Cycle Specialty in Fayetteville, Georgia, dealer for Yamaha, Suzuki, Husqvarna, and GasGas. Our hours of operation are Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For sales, press 2. For parts, press 3. Service, press 4. And for accounting, press 5. For all other inquiries, please hold for assistance.
Thank you for calling. Your call will be answered shortly. Please hold.
Hey, this is Bo.
Hey, Bo. This is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. We spoke last week. You told me to call you back around this time?
Yeah, we did. We did, yeah.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm trying to get caught up, but we have a few minutes.
Yeah, you got a free minute here?
I don't know anything about you. Of course, you don't know anything about me except what I guess you do a D&B or you do a, you couldn't have done my personal research. You don't have my personal information.
No, I just remember.
Viable businesses that you think might need capital? Is that what you, how do you prospect?
Yeah, so, you know, the UCC filing, basically, you know, when you did the loan with ADP.
That's right.
Back in 2009, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
finance those.
Yeah, when we were talking last time, you were thinking about getting 10 to 20 of your vehicles off the floor plan, or you said
that's
flipping
right.
them,
mm-hmm.
and about 5 to 10 grand a piece.
That's right.
And, yeah, I was just kind of see, you know,
did
asking.
Did you check with anybody to see what that sort of rate would be assigned?
Most definitely, yeah. Like, so I do need to ask you some more qualifying questions just to,
mm-hmm.
you know, get a better feel of, like, what we're talking to, what we can get you and what we could do for you here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what I want to do is could I just transfer you I have a senior sales rep that actually specializes in vehicle sales businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And would it be all right if I just put you on? She's right here. It would be,
mm-hmm.
like, 1 second.
Sure. All
right. Cool. Her name is Ja, and I'm going to transfer you right now.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Bo, this is Straw from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry I didn't quite get your name.
Oh, that's okay. It's Straw, J-I-A.
J-I-A?
Yeah, it's Chinese, so it's a little different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it now. Okay.
So,
you
Taylor,
just say Ja, so there's no I.
No, it's kind of, if you were to pronounce it, I guess it would be like J-A-H. Phonetically,
oh, okay,
yeah.
Yeah,
so it's like jaw. Actually means a lot of different things in different languages too.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Taylor kind of filled me in.
What questions do you have for me?
Sure, so he was filling me in a little bit about what you're looking to do or might be interested in doing or seeing what the options are out there. You currently use a floor plan and you're seeing if our option may be cheaper for you or better for your business?
Well, in a nutshell,
yeah.
Flooring terms from the factories are different levels over time and different
mm-hmm.
times of the year, different
yeah.
programs depending on how well you purchase, what they want to sell you,
mm-hmm.
all sort of little steering
mm-hmm.
on
okay.
rates and terms.
Yeah. Do you use the manufacturer's floor plan or do you use something like Carbucks?
I actually use... Wells Fargo has now taken over GE's, and GE
okay.
is the nationwide vendor that's just sold out this part to Wells Fargo. So this is
okay.
universal for motorcycle dealers. I don't know about auto dealers. I think
okay.
a lot of the factories have their own wholesale financing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. So it's a GE floor plan, but it's taken over by Wells Fargo now.
Right. Okay. And as these things expire, on the best of terms, they raise the rates. They also ask for curtailments. You know what those are?
Curtailments is a payment.
A payment of equity toward the value of the unit.
Okay. And then is your floor plan, do you get charged per day, per vehicle, or motorcycle? Okay.
Now, average daily balance of individual units. And then there's a fee. There's a average daily balance during the month, plus there's a flat fee each month.
Okay.
So it's you have to kind of play the numbers to get the effective rate. But the gist of it is that as time goes on, the rates get very bad. You know, they get high single digits and even double digits eventually if you have a old stale inventory that doesn't move, you know.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to sink all your capital in that, you have to flip it. You know, that's essentially what I'm talking about.
Right.
I could do it with my local bank. I have a lot of equity in my property, and I could do it. But I'm interested to see what you've got to offer. It might be more practical, or it might be less expensive. It's all about having economical and efficient paperwork. You know?
Right, exactly. And, you know, whichever way gets the best return for your investment, too. Okay. How much do you pay per day per car? Or per vehicle or motorcycle?
Well, it's all over the... well, I wouldn't say it's all over. I'm probably in the... let's see, I can do an average. It's so many different... See, it's per unit, per invoice, per factory. And I have anywhere from, 75 to 200 units. And, of course, the invoices, I probably have anywhere from 30 to 40 invoices and four different billing factories.
You know? Okay.
So, you know, doing an average wouldn't be a good answer, but
right, 'cause
what
it's
you'd want to know would probably be what rate do I not like, you know, would you want to take over? And as soon as it gets around 6% and 7%, I feel like it's too much considering, you know, their schedule is.
Okay.
Now, what is the international rate? Not prime, but
prime.
No, not prime. But what's the European? What's the international rate? Oh gosh, I can't think of it. You know, there's another rate that's run by the Bank of England. IBOR? IBOR? What is it?
I'm not too sure.
There's a international prime that is what they now use to tack on their spread.
Okay. I didn't think about it.
IBOR? Is that right?
Yeah, Burlington.
Benchmark?
Hey, no.
It's an international figure of the value, the current value of money at the most prime position.
IBOR.
Oh, well, anyway, but you know, it's a lot like prime in the U.S., but it's not exactly prime.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way they go about pricing it to me. And,
okay. So, and then how long does it normally take you? To sell the unit after you purchase it?
On average, I'd say 3 to 6 months, or even maybe the average is almost 3 months to a year.
Okay. So and also it depends
variety.
On...
Some things are fast-moving and some things just sit. And we're not at the liberty to just buy what moves quickly. They require us to buy full spectrum product.
Do you also go to auctions to buy the units?
But
too?
You lose quickly at auctions, you know. So
yeah, and I heard the margin is only like 10%. The margins for those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
What and for you for your business, what's kind of margins do you have?
We probably have an overall margin in the 20 to 23 range, and the unit margins 8 to 10. You know, parts 35, 36.
Okay. And that's, is that after you subtract the interest that you've paid with your
That's gross.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay. What's after?
Skinny margins, really, for unit dealers.
Yeah.
They're pretty skinny. So okay. We have a problem. You see, it's a major issue in the expense ratio with the interest cost. So typically the floor planning packages come with 90 days free flooring. And sometimes as much as 6 months. It depends on what the situation is. And then one brand, we did have annual free flooring if we bought a big enough group of product and we did other things, you know.
Okay. Oh, that's not too bad.
No, that was good until they started adding other requirements, you know. They just pulled the rug out from us. Just recently, as a matter of fact, you know.
And then also, what would it be after you take out the floor plan? What's your net revenue from, like, let's just say any unit?
That's a good question. I don't think I figure it that way, but typically you could say 12 to 15% of the margin that we do make is for interest costs.
Okay.
So if I make, you know, 10% on a $10,000 unit, that's $1,000. And if it costs me 15% of that, that's $150. But that's, let's see, is that right? No, actually, unfortunately, it's the total margin. The only calculated figure that we've ever had would be as a percentage of the store's gross margin. We run the store based on 100% is the gross margin for the store. So that interest cost or any particular cost is a percentage of that 100% of margin, you know. And right now I'm running about, I think about 7%, you know. And I have had it as high as 20%. Ridiculous, you know.
Okay.
When your man called, the prospecting salesman, when he called, that's what I told him. We had some stale inventory that just has flipped into extremely, what I consider extremely high rate. And if I had a real neat system, that's about the only kind of borrowing I need. I've funded the business over 45 years already. I've just got a mortgage, and that's the only thing I owe, you know.
Okay, and then ideally, it looks like, I'm just looking at his notes here, you're looking to maybe do 10 to 20, and they range from $5,000 to $10,000 a piece?
That's not untypical. It may not, it'll vary depending on what time of year it is, because different product groups move different times of the year, you know. Because of weather, you know.
Okay. And then are you going into your busy season right now, or are you going into...
This is the slower season. I've got a little bit of a dip until November, December, and then we have Christmas.
Okay.
We have a second little dip, January, February, and about mid-February, spring starts officially.
Okay. And obviously, during those right now and the slower times in January, February, your inventory is sitting there. It's just, you know, charging you every single day for the floor plan.
Of course. We try to find ways to sell it.
Okay, and then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're right around that?
Well, personally, I have a great credit score. I guess it's 840 or something.
Oh, wow. Almost perfect.
But that's not relevant too much unless you're asking, am I going to endorse it personally, you know? I'm an S-class corporation.
Okay.
100% stockholder, though.
Oh, perfect. So, yeah, so how this loan works, you know, if you decide that it's something you're interested in, what it does is basically we do check the personal credit. It is a soft check, and that, since you have good credit, it's going to help you with your file to get a cheaper rate, obviously. We also check the business credit. You know, you've had a good time in business here, so that's going to help your file. And then the business loan itself is actually going to go on the business, so it's not going to affect your personal at all. So it's not going to affect your debt-to-income ratio. So it's not going to affect your personal life. Everything is going to be onto the business.
It's sort of a collateralized loan, so it shouldn't have as bad. I mean, unless you don't want to do the paperwork. See, in the one of the reasons it's a little more expensive than a conventional loan is we have to have maintenance. We have individual people come here and check our floor.
Okay.
It's a floor check. That's what they call it. Mm-hmm. They physically come once a month to match off to make certain you've paid off the units that you sold.
Mm-hmm.
So
that makes sense.
If you don't have that type of person, which you don't, then you have to rely on me to only run collateral, which is still in present, you know, which is just it's sort of like a little bit of an unsecured loan if you don't have the floor check, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so these loans are unsecured. So we don't.
So they are unsecured. So you don't really care what my inventory is.
Yeah, I don't care about, you know, what you do with the money. You can go to Vegas and put on black if you wanted to.
Yeah,
But yeah, that's the type of loan it is. We, you know, we trust that you know what to do with your money, how you're going to make the most return out of it. You know, you're smart. All business owners, most of them, for the most part, are smart, and they're going to be smart with their money. So, to give you an idea, what was your gross annual sales? It looks like it's about $4
million. Yeah, $3.5 million, $4.5 million if I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. So, based on that number on the lower range, we can give you about 10%. Obviously, you don't need all that, but let's just say you take $400,000. What we do is after you, you know, say yes to the terms and all that, we deposit the money directly into your business checking account. And then from there, we do automatic payment for whichever payment plan that, you know, you qualify for and which one you choose.
You set it up as not a tit-for-tat, but an installment loan.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Not an interest only, but an installment loan.
Yeah, so it's interest and principal together. Okay. So it's not separated. So you pay both
based
off at the same time.
Based on an ordinary mortgage schedule?
Yeah, so there's three payment options. There's daily, weekly, and monthly. So there's three different ones. So whichever one you qualify for and then whichever one you choose at the end with the underwriters, and then that's the one that it would be automatic for you. So it saves you money, you know, saves you time from writing us a check or all that. We just automatically deduct it.
There's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
Yeah. So what I've had a couple customers that use us, but they're used car dealers. So I guess you guys work a little bit similar, but a little bit different.
Yeah, I'm sort of similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so just for working capital for the big ticket stuff that
you
need to use for other. So not terrible. It's just a question of if it, it sounds pretty clean. I don't know if I can use that much money.
You don't need all.
Don't
if you don't need all
that,
that
kind of money at the moment, but
yeah, but at least you know it's available for you. So, like, if something comes up, you know, we have all your information. All you have to do is just let us know that you were looking for some additional capital. So, to give you an example of my last customer that I helped, that was a used car dealer. For him, he was using like CarBucks, which is like a floor plan, like you.
It's called.
Yeah, CarBucks. The floor plan.
I've never heard of it, but I'll find out about it now that you tell me about it.
Yeah, so he didn't really like them just because he was getting charged a whole bunch, and you know, sometimes used car dealers is, you know, ups and downs, you know. So for him, he decided to not take them because they were gonna they were making him pay the $100,000 back within 45 days, which which doesn't work out for him. So he decided not to take that offer. He went with us instead, went with, you know, just $50,000, enough to buy about 50 cars or so, and then flipped it, and then he was able to pay us back in a shorter amount of period than his loan term was for. So his loan term, he chose a 6 months, but he was able to pay everything back in 3 months. So it worked out for him. So that's how, to give you an example of how our program works for your type of industry.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So it's pretty short term, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it ranges all the way to 3 years if you want it to.
Time goes out, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So for you guys, you know, for used car dealers and motorcycle dealers, unit dealers, basically, you know, you flip these things probably within 60 days, 90 days at most. So does it really make sense for you guys to take a longer term one and be charged more interest anyways?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't really have, I do have, but don't use it a whole lot. I have a used inventory floor plan with Wells Fargo. And basically, I have my own money in the used inventory, but I could expand on that if I was extremely gung-ho and went out and bought a lot of stuff.
Right.
Just, you know, there's only so much you can do, even though you'd love to do it. Personnel and time.
Yeah, you got to hire people. You need the space, you know.
I mean,
you need
there's
the marketing.
We're in the Atlanta area, so there is a dealer that does a really good job of that. But he has a pretty big staff. That's all he specializes in. I've got four brands to take care of and have to deal with the factories.
Oh, wow.
So
and the maintenance part, too. Yeah.
At any rate, so what other questions do you want to ask me before you decide? Do you want to? I can send you a copy of my Discover card.
Sure.
That has my score on it. And, you know, you can check D&B on the business. You can check my bank if you want. You know.
Sure. So what? So the next step is to send over an application, so that way I can take a real-time look at your business and give you the rate and how long you're qualified for and how much you need. But based on what you told me, everything seems to be in line. Your credit is pretty good. Your time in business is good. You have good revenue, and this loan is based on your sales. So everything seems like it's good. It seems like a really strong file. So what I'll have Taylor do right now is send over the application, just a one-page application, and we'll just need 6 most recent months of business bank statement, so just from February to July, and just your most recent tax return.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about to finish that, so we're going to file next week or so here pretty soon.
Okay.
So,
oh, okay. Like 2015
anyway.
Or 2016? Or it can't be 2016.
2015. Yeah.
2015. Okay.
We stalled around till the last minute.
You got an extension on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last possible minute.
No worries. If you only have 2014s and if
I
you
do.
Have an extension, we can just take that.
Okay. All right. Well, email me the form. I'll
okay.
get around
Sounds
to it
good.
Eventually.
Sure. Is it, just want to make sure I got CYS Maine at bellsoft.net? Okay.
That's it.
Perfect. So I'll have him send that over to you. And then do you know when you might be able to get it into us?
Honestly, this is not a good week. I've got a service manager on vacation, and I still have to run the store and sell stuff. So I doubt it'll be this week. Maybe next week if I'm feeling spunky.
Okay, sounds good. How about this? I'll put in the notes in here to touch base with you on next Tuesday.
Okay, real good.
Sounds good? Okay. All righty. You have any other questions for me?
Not yet. We'll see how the application goes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Talk to you another time. Bye.